Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, August 27th, 2020. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. Attorney Singola Bloomquist-Williams rallied the Delisis residents to rebuild a main access route in and out of the community whilst the government stood aside and looked. Barbados Government Information Service says other British visitor, who is a 29-year-old, tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday and was admitted to the isolation facility in Harrison Point in St. Lucie. And the mother of unarmed Jacob Blake, who was shot 7 times in his car by a police officer in the U.S. on Sunday afternoon while his 3 sons watched in the car, was being shot, says that the nation needs healing. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Digicel. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
The Hour News, as it happens, when it happens.
Want a plan that takes you further? Digicel's got you covered with the new 15-day LTE Go Plus 1.0 bundle with 8 gigabytes of data, unlimited Digicel calls and text, and 450 minutes to call the other network. Activate now and enjoy entertainment on the go with streaming access to D-Music and Playgo. At Digicel, we assess our plans to give you more of what you need to ensure you can all stay connected. So go get the new 15-day LTE Go Plus 1.0 bundle from Digicel, available only in the My Digicel app.
Bip messaging app made simple. Keep the good times going, even when you're social distancing. Download Bip and be together. Message, call, or video chat with friends, family, co-workers, anyone. Touch base with 1, 2, or 10 people at the same time. Send secret messages, translate multiple languages, and you get free app messaging available only on the Digicel network. It's your call, so make the most of it with Bip. Stay connected. Start living. Get Bipping. Download Bip today.
And welcome back. Q95 remembers the anniversary of the passing of a tropical storm Erica on August 27, 2015. Tropical storm Erica was responsible for 30 direct deaths in Dominica. Also, 574 persons on the island were left homeless by the storm. 271 houses were reportedly damaged or destroyed, and there was also major damage to roads, bridges, and other infrastructure on the island. Press accounts of a total damage estimating for Dominica were highly variable but ranged up to $500 million. Dominica had just recovered from the significant damage caused by Tropical Storm Erica when Maria struck. Tropical Storm Erica caused floods and mudslides, and hundreds of homes and some bridges and roads had been destroyed. Q95 remembers that and likes to thank Dominicans for remaining positive during these times and continue to adhere to the social protocols as we face now COVID-19. Also in local news, the prominent attorney Singola Bloomquist-Williams has rallied together community residents of Adelisis to rebuild one of the main access routes which forms a part of the community's road network, aka the back road. She has already spent large sums of money to begin the process. And speaking to Q95 News on Tuesday, Bloomquist-Williams explained what drove her decision to motivate the people of Adelisis in this endeavor.
The back road is our lifeline. As you know, Delis is very far from Roseau, and without a road infrastructure, you cannot really develop. So when the road was built in 1996, we saw a lot of development taking place. We had hotels, we had guest houses, and it was just a booming community. You could have interaction between the neighboring villages, and it was just good for everybody. I lived up there permanently. I would come down to town. It would take me 35 to 40 minutes to come down to town. Without the road, we cannot access the area. We were landlocked, and in that, the front bridge was gone and the back road was closed. We had to be swinging down on 30 feet down to be able to access the village. So it was mandatory that we try to get proper access to our home. And Point Pilat is my home. Roseau is not my home. I'm from Point Pilat. That's where I feel I belong, and I would want to live, and that's where I hope to die.
Ms. Singola Bloomquist-Williams revealed that there are many economic, social, and health benefits to the community if access to the back road is restored, despite claims by government officials to the contrary, and they had already deemed that road as unusable.
Yes, because if you compare the pros and the cons, if we look at it, the distance between Point Milat and Roseau through the long way is 1 hour and 30 minutes on average. The road is not the best. It's not the best from Point Milat to La Ronde. It's very treacherous. You have a lot of potholes, and it's not the best. Whereas on the other side, it is true, it is a steep hill, but we get used to it. Most Dominican roads are mountainous, and you get used to it. And it's a lovely road. It was not badly damaged to the extent where you could just abandon it, because once you clear the overburden, the landslides, the road was okay. We have a few potholes there, but nothing that is not manageable. After the passage of Erica, we started clearing the road, and we cleared it. We could not put up the bridge. But what we did is that we cleared up to Petit Savan, and we would walk through the gorge and take another vehicle to get home. That's how I got to my home, just before Maria struck.
She went on to thank the people of Delices, Petit Savan, for their efforts and dedication.
And it is just a need. A need always drives, it makes you innovative, I guess, when you need something. And after Maria, we had to abandon, and I had my personal challenges. I could not face that challenge at that time. And this year, we regrouped, and then we started. I have a lot of support from the community. The sweat equity they have put in is invaluable. My people are very, very community-minded. We have a Kudme mentality, and that came to bear for that project. We would meet every Saturday, and there would come out 70 people, and we had probably 10 women cooking and providing the snacks and the eats. If government is coming on board, we will step back. I think the government has the duty, and if they have the willingness, we'll step back and we'll assist in any way that we can.
And that was a prominent lawyer and community leader, Miss Singola Blomquist Williams. Also in local news, a U.S.-based Dominican attorney at law Gabriel Christian says in just 1 week the historic Roseau Public Library was partially burnt and the residents of Lai were exposed to pollutions of the Lai River, whilst the leaders of the country, the president and the prime minister, were seemingly doing nothing, he says, as lawlessness has a price and corruption has a price, which is a very steep one, he says.
So in 1 week, we saw the font of knowledge that all of us took a little bit of, which was the Roseau Public Library, in shambles, partly burnt, while the president lives in a $26 million palace doing precious nothing, while the prime minister is a $64,000 a month palace without a care about the library, which has been lying derelict, which Rebuild Dominica offered to roof at no cost to government, sitting in ruins. The biggest river, a river which is emblematic of the Nature Island, being poisoned, being destroyed, clearly in violation of any basic laws of environmental protection before very eyes. Lawlessness has a price.
He called on Dominicans to stand up like the residents of Layu and Salisbury have done and reclaim the country.
You mean to tell me you have a $29 million palace on Victoria Road? $64,000 a month palace and Mount Daniel, and the National Library is in shambles, it does not exist, and your major river is being polluted every day. And not one thing is done. The people in Layu have to stand up. The people in Dominica need to stand up like the people in Layu have done, and the people in Salisbury have done, and take back their country.
And that was U.S.-based Dominican attorney at law Gabriel Christian. And acclaimed Dominican-born U.S.-based journalist and commentator Rebecca Theodore insists that Dominica needs to find a leader and it needs to look at the factors which contribute to police brutality in the country. She referenced the unlawful arrest of Roseau North MP Danny Lugay, as Theodore was a panelist on the Global View & Q program hosted by Sheridan Gregor, Mr. G, on Tuesday night.
The international milieu, in the United States, we know racism is a major cause of police brutality in the United States, but what are the causes in Dominica? Now, what are the factors that really contribute to an officer driving by a mansion, a citizen driving next to a mansion, an officer arrests him, abuses him, his attorney comes, asks whether he's under arrest, he is under arrest, says no, and then releases him. And then we just say, okay, We just move on. How can that happen? Now, the factors that contribute to police brutality, we have first, psychological police training. I know about it very, very well, right? I'm very much involved in that one. I'm not going there right now. We have management. We have culture. We also have a criminal justice system in Dominica that encourages rather than discourage prosecutors from pursuing police conduct. We also have a partisan political system.
Theodore says the citizens need to come together to develop a body and an independent police complaint body or an office for overseeing police conduct which investigates the misdemeanors of the police.
We can talk until the cow come home, because when we talk and we talk and we talk, when you send a proposal to the United Nations, it just sits there. Whichever body you send it to, what they want to see is that proposal followed by action. You're going to host, you can host your own forum at the United Nations. You could use UN Web TV to bring it across to the 192 countries. We have to take advantage of those measures as citizens of the Commonwealth of Dominica on our own. It's like Gabriel Christian knows about a citizen arrest. So we are taking on now citizen diplomacy. We have to do it on ourselves because Lauren Bannis cannot help us. She doesn't understand it. She doesn't know what it is. It's useless. So let's come together. Let's develop this body, because when we look at our sisters being harassed, we have to stop.
And that was a journalist, Rebecca Theodore. And Canada-based Dominican-born Justice Dr. Irvin Andres says whether we like it or not, Dominica's image in the international community is not something to be proud of. He referred to Al Jazeera's damage in exposing Dominica and its shamed diplomatic passports, amongst other things. Dr. Andres says that the two main reasons for that standing is the obsession with selling Dominica as a passport and the justification for selling them. He questions what value does citizenship have to persons in authority in Dominica.
What does nationhood mean to us, if it means anything? As for example, if it means anything similar to what St. Vincent means to the Prime Minister, then we would frown on that type of activity. Because quite frankly, if what is meaningful is the amount of money you make from that type of activity, then it shouldn't be a surprise that the people who end up with Dominican diplomatic passports are persons of ill repute, are rogues, are criminals, and as Thompson Fontaine so well documented years ago, even Nazi types all over the world, anyone seeking to hide something, anyone seeking a passport to anywhere with a past, why should Dominica be their, not their last refuge, their first refuge? So to the extent that being a citizen has no meaning to you, then obviously it will mean nothing to sell your passports, sell your parrots, sell Haitians, or sell whoever you can. And that is a fundamental question.
Dr. Andres of the view that the country needs a fundamental reconsideration of what it means to be a citizen of the country.
Or to the extent it has no intrinsic value, then it would be no big deal to sell this passport. It would be no big deal to helicopter into Dominica with briefcases full of money which cannot be deposited into banks. It means nothing. So what we need is a fundamental reconsideration of what it means, if anything, to be a citizen of this country.
And that was a justice at Dr. Irvin Andre. Meantime, with regard to Dominica's CBI program, Sylvester says that is a... UK-based Dominican barrister Darren Sylvester, he says that the country should not engage in practices that risk jeopardizing its integrity.
To reiterate, Dominica has to be more careful in just appointing people as ambassadors and diplomats and granting passports. Although it's the CBI program has brought in some funds for Dominica, it shouldn't be at the risk of jeopardizing the country's integrity or the country's standing internationally. So I would recommend that whoever is advising the government on that needs to either do a better job or for there to be this haphazardness in the application.
And that was a UK-based Dominican barrister and solicitor, Darren Sylvester. Also on the local scene and in the same topic, the attorney at law, Attorney Law Gabriel Christian, believes that Dominicans need to engage in profound reflection and begin taking curative steps to save what is left of the country.
We can't get away from that. Who can take you seriously? Who in, name me one country, any one of you on the panel, that has a record so catastrophic in diplomatic affairs as the Commonwealth of Dominica under the leadership of Roosevelt Scarry? Name me one country. This is where we are. And so we cannot sit down and expect foreigners to do it for us. Mm-hmm. To sit back, engage in profound reflection, and begin to take curative steps to save what is left of the country we so dearly love, that has now been turned into this ugly island. Like, I have absolutely, they can hate me if they want, they've already hated me. It's an ugly island. It's not fit to be called a nation when it has been so abused by its current leadership.
And that was Attorney at Law Gabriel Christian. And Q95 News has been reliably informed that Dominica's police chief, Daniel Carbon, has packed up his belongings and begun his journey on a long work leave, which may lead to him to the golden states of retirement. Carbon replaced Cyril Carrots in 2012, and since then, Daniel Carbon reportedly did not utilize the vacation leave. Deputy Chief of Police Lincoln Corbett is widely expected to be appointed as acting chief of the police in Dominica. Q95 News will keep you updated on this matter. In other news, another British visitor to Barbados tested positive for COVID-19 and was admitted to the isolation facility at Harrison Point, St. Lucie. A release from the Barbados Government Information Service says that 29-year-old, who was tested positive on Tuesday, was a known contact of another British visitor who was diagnosed with the viral illness on August 20th. Meanwhile, 7 people will leave the isolation facility after recovering from COVID-19 from Barbados. There are now 165 confirmed cases and 19 people in isolation. The number of recoveries have increased to 139. The best dose Santos Public Health Laboratory conducted 172 tests on Tuesdays, bringing the total number to 16,162. Also in other news, Jacob Blake's mother says that we need healing and my son has been fighting for his life and we really just need prayers, as she addressed the public at a press conference held on Wednesday. Jacob Blake was shot and critically injured by an officer with the Kenosha Police Department on Sunday afternoon. Blake's 3 sons watched from the car as he was shot, and a graphic video purported to be of the shooting was posted to Facebook. Police says they were called to the address for the domestic disturbance, but it is unclear what happened before the video started recording. And the mother says, as quote, "As I was riding through here, through the city, I noticed a lot of damage, and it does not reflect my son or my family. We need healing," says Mr. Jackson.
Fighting for his life.
Talk a little loud.
And we really just need prayers. As I was riding through here, through the city, I noticed a lot of damage. It doesn't reflect my son or my family. If Jacob knew what was going on as far as that goes, the violence and the destruction, he would be very unpleased. So I'm really asking and encouraging everyone in Wisconsin and abroad to take a moment and examine your hearts. Citizens.
And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. Attorney Singula Blomquist Williams rallied Delisi's residents to rebuild the main access route in and out of the community, whilst the government stood aside and looked. Barbados Government Information Service says another British visitor, who is 29 years old, tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday and was admitted to the isolation facility at Harrison Point in St. Lucie. And the mother of unarmed Jacob Blake, who was shot 7 times in his car while his children watched on Sunday afternoon, says that we need healing in this country. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Digicel. The details of these stories you've heard
Q, top of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.